David Sterben performing Matejka's Sonata in A Minor, Opus 31. One of his early recordings features a duet with guitarist Orin Fader in a virtuoso showpiece by Fernando Sor titled Souvenir of Russia. David Sterben spoke about the piece.
Sor made that big mistake that many of us guys make, and he fell in love with a girl, and she was a dancer, and, you know, and she was French. Félicité, Houlin. Well, she ended up getting a gig in Russia. She became prima ballerina for the Bolshoi Ballet. And Sor, being a guy in love, he followed the girl, and they went to Russia. And that piece varies a Russian tune. And it is Sor's last opus number, Opus 63. It is the final piece that he published. Thank you.
David Sterben and Oren Feder in Souvenir of Russia by Fernando Sor. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Reflexiones Latinas by Jorge Morel. But first, some final thoughts by our featured artist, David Sterben.
Well, I was wondering if we could talk a little bit actually about you.
Sure.
You've been a professor of guitar at two of the top U.S. conservatories, Manhattan School of Music and Curtis Institute of Music. You founded a record company, Bridge Records, which has put out a lot of recordings that not only you play on, but other musicians have performed on. And then on top of that, you've had over 300 pieces of music written for you. Now, any one of those things would be enough to keep one person busy. I want to know your secret. How do you manage all these wide-ranging creative projects and still be just one person?
Well, I have a good wife. I'll say that. My wife, Becky, is my business partner. And so I've never had a manager as a guitarist. She's handled all of that stuff. In terms of my career and what I've done, I've always tried to love what I do. You know, I mean, the passion for whatever I was doing was the driving force. So with the new music, I loved contemporary music in general. And I would say, along with the record label, teaching is my main passion. It's the thing that I do the most of and I care the most about. I have a whole bunch of students that they're like children. You watch after them and you look out for their best interests. You try to bring them up the best you can in terms of guitar playing and music. And I was fortunate. I had a few good teachers along the way, so I try to pass that along. Thank you.
Closing this week's edition of Classico Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of David Starobin, we've just heard him performing Reflexiones Latinas by Jorge Morel. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.